reference that here in just a moment.
We're going to do things a little differently tonight. And that this morning we talked about this idea of depression. And how tonight we're really going to focus on some songs that maybe are written in a depressing time, or the author is really going through some difficulties, all those different types of things, to maybe help us have an idea of some potential things that we can think about, some things that we can sing in difficult times in our life. Because there is a whole genre of music that is based off of depressing times. And you might be able to think of what genre of music that would be. The blues. Where you have all of this. St. Louis even names their hockey team the Blues because of the blues music that came out of there and out of Louisiana. Of all these kind of depressing things, people really put it into words in their music. Well, the Psalms, as we looked at this morning with Psalm 55, are songs that deal with many different emotions in life, and some of them being depression. And as humans, we go through that. But as we looked at this morning, what was the one thing that we really need to make sure that we do? We saw it in Psalm 55 in verse 1, and we saw it in Psalm 55 verses 16 and 17, and we saw it with Jesus in Mark chapter 14 when He didn't want to get on the cross. What did they always do? They prayed to God. And what we have going are we have songs that are written as prayers. And tonight we're going to sing many of these songs that are prayers. Two of them will not be prayers. But they will be kind of talking to myself, one. And then one will be talking to each other as we kind of close out. But we just sing this song here and...
Wow, I forgot I didn't pull it up.
The blues, sorry. I had that all fancy for you. We're going to be talking about, we just sang the song,
Tarry With Me.
And we got to the close, and this whole idea of you're walking through darkness and what's about to come over you, night. You notice what he says in the chorus there of 609, for I'm lonely here without you. When we don't have Jesus with us and we feel like Jesus isn't there, we feel alone, and often when we feel alone, there is sadness that comes with that. And we need to feel that when we don't have Jesus. Now, as we pointed out this morning, just because we have Jesus doesn't mean we're not going to feel sad and alone sometimes, right? But that's the idea of I'm lonely without Jesus. I want you to look at another song, a song that we will look at more in depth. And that is the song number 328, In the Hour of Trial. Go back to that if you want to turn there. Remember I said there in James chapter 5, why would we even consider doing a lesson like this tonight? Well, you remember what it says, if anyone is cheerful, let him do what? Sing songs, and if anyone is sad, let him pray. What we're doing is we're combining those two things. Because music usually helps us get through difficult times, doesn't it? And these prayers to God, we can kind of make our own throughout our difficult circumstances. Look there at 328 of In the Hour of Trial. We saw this morning of Jesus in Mark chapter 14 saying to his disciples, could you not watch with me 1 hour. And we spent a lot of emphasis talking about an hour and what we could do in an hour. And in the hour of trial, when we are going through these various things, I want us to see what he says. There of Psalm 328. In the hour of trial, what do you want? Jesus, plead for me. Why would we think about Jesus pleading for me? Go back to Hebrews chapter 4, that passage that James just read for us.
where it's talking about Jesus as our high priest. In that, in Hebrews chapter 4, where we don't have a high priest who cannot sympathize, because Jesus does sympathize with our weaknesses and our temptations, but in every respect He understands what it's like. And so what does it say to do there in verse 16? Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy. And find grace
and help in the time of need. Find mercy. Go to Jesus as our high priest who went and offered sacrifices on behalf of the people. And that's what the high priest would do. And so we're saying, Jesus, you go and you plead to God for me. Well, what is the plea that he has? If you look back in 3:28, lest by base denial I depart from thee. When thou seest me waver, when you see me going back and forth, Jesus, with a look, recall. Who got the look of your turning away from me? Peter got that look in the hour of Jesus' trial. Do you want Jesus to really look at you that way? That's what the author is saying of this psalm. If I'm going away from you, give me that look. Lest I depart from thee. I don't want to be there. I don't want to be away. You do what you have to do to get me there. Jesus, plead for me. Look at verse 3. And notice what we are to receive back in Hebrews 4, that we may receive mercy and grace in a time of need. Notice what the author says here of what this mercy might do. Verse 3. Should thy mercy send me sorrow, toil, and woe. Does that sound like mercy? That doesn't sound much like mercy, does it? But isn't that what happens as Christians? We get sorrow, toil, and woe. Or should pain attend me on my path below? I'm in all of this pain, and should all this go on? What is this prayer to God? Grant that I may never fail thy hand to see. Help me see that you are there. Help me see that you are a part of this. And don't we need that when we're going through these difficult times in our life? We need to know that God is there. Help me thy hand to see. And lastly, in verse 3, grant that I may ever cast my care on thee. Isn't that what we saw this morning in Psalm 55? Cast your burden upon the Lord. 1 Peter 5 and verse 7. Casting all your cares on Him because He cares for you. The prayer is very simple. Be there for me. Help me to see you. And help me to get it to you. This time, Kenny is going to lead us in song number 328, In the Hour of Trial.
Amen.
288,
I need thee every hour.
And again, you can see the emphasis that I put on these first two songs of the hour. But think about how he said it here. I need thee every hour. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do I feel that I need the Lord at all those times? I want you to look at verse 3 of 288. I need thee every hour. How? In joy or pain. Whether things are going good or whether things are going bad, do I feel like I need Him every hour? And notice what He says there. That I need thee every hour. Why? Come quickly and abide, for life is vain. Come make your home with me. And that would be taken from John the 14th chapter and verse 18, where he tells his apostles that he wouldn't leave them as orphans, but that he would come back to them. And he would make his home in them and would abide in them. And the author is saying, whether things are good or whether things are bad, I want you to hurry up and be in me, abide in me. Or life is pointless. Life is futile. There is no point. And when we get to a point in our life where we think there is no point and there is no purpose, I think we need to remember that we need the Lord every day. Hour. Kenny's going to lead us in number 288. I need thee every hour.
I need thee, O my God.
132. You know, I think sometimes when we go into these bouts of depression and when we feel alone and when things aren't going our way, we're probably tempted to ask this question, does Jesus even care? You ever ask that one? Sometimes I ask that. I'm usually pretty selfish when I ask that question. Does Jesus care? I want you to notice what he asked there in verse 1. Does Jesus care when my heart is pained? And notice what it says, not able to do. Too deeply for mirth and song. There's so much pain in my life that I can't sing for joy. I don't have that in my spirit. And as James 5 would say, if anyone is joyful, let him sing a song. I don't have that. Does Jesus care? Does he care about us that? And as the burdens press and the cares distress, it's all getting worse. And the way grows weary and long. Feels like you will never get through it. The weight is too much, as Elijah was told, the journey is too great for you. We feel that way sometimes. Does Jesus even care? Does he care? Look there in verse 3. It's actually not verse 3, it's verse 4. And sometimes our heartache comes when we've said goodbye, as it says in verse 4, to the dearest on earth to me. Whether it be a spouse or whether it be a child or a father or a mother or just a close friend. The people that really mean the most to you. If you've ever said goodbye to them, even if you believe and you have hope for them for eternal life, you probably felt that sense of emptiness and that sense of alone. And does Jesus care? Does he care? And notice how it says it. And my sad heart aches and it nearly breaks. There's a song, not a hymn, but a song on the radio that says, an owner of a lonely heart is much better than an owner of a broken heart. When your heart has been crushed and your heart has been beat down and you feel it inside, as the psalmist said this morning, there is anguish within me. Is it aught to him? Does he see? Does he even care? And the chorus, I know he cares. Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. So when the days are weary and the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. We have to remind ourselves of that so often during these times, that he does care for me. Look at the birds of the field. Look at the lilies of the field. God provides for them. How much more so for his own people and his own children? Does he care? I know he cares. Kenny's going to lead us in Psalm 132.
First in the chorus after the last verse. Does Jesus
care when my way
40 is going to be the last prayer that we look at. Number 40 of Be With Me, Lord. I imagine most of us know verse 1. Be with me, Lord. I cannot live without Thee. I dare not try to take one step alone. And then what's the next phrase? I cannot bear the loads of life unaided. I can't do it all by myself and without help. And I need Thee. As we said, every hour, I need Your help. And what does Paul say in Philippians 4, verse 13? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I tell you, that's sometimes tough. Not to lean on yourself. If you're a prideful person like me, where you just want to get through it, and you just want to do it on your own, and you keep falling flat on your face because you are too weak and weary and you're too prideful to humble yourself and admit it, I need to realize I cannot live without Thee. I don't have it. There is nothing that I have. I don't have the strength. I will fail every time if He is not with me. What do you think about verse 3? It's a verse that I've never really thought that much about until I was thinking about this particular lesson. I want us to read verse 3, all of it. Be with me, Lord. No other gift or blessing Thou couldst bestow could with this one compare. Let's think about what He just said right there. If there's one blessing that You could give me, all of the others don't compare to this one. I wonder what you might think that blessing would be. For me, I think the blessing would be the forgiveness of sins. And I think that would be true. But when this person is going through what they are going through, notice what the blessing that nothing else compares to. A constant sense of Thy abiding presence, where'er I am, to feel that Thou art. We saw that in another song, didn't we? Don't we just want to know that He's there? Wouldn't that be the best feeling in the world, that you've got all of this going on, but you know He's got you. You know He's right beside you. And He says, there's no other gift or blessing. You can't give me anything better than that. And notice verse 4. So be with me, Lord, when loneliness overtakes me. We might say when loneliness overtakes me. When I am burdened by being alone, and so when I must weep amid the fires of pain, and when shall come the hour of my departure, for worlds unknown, O Lord, be with me then. Don't just be with me during the pain. Be with me at my last breath. When it's time to depart this world, to go to the next. O Lord, be with me then. I'm going to sing number 40 of Be With Me, Lord.
Be with me, Lord. I cannot live without Thee. I dare not try to take one step. Of life unaided,
Sometimes we need to talk to ourselves. And we need to say, as the songwriter says in the page over at Psalm 41, "Be still, my soul. The Lord is on your side." Just calm down. You've got help. The promise in Hebrews 13, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." And again, it's talking to ourselves. "Be still, my soul. The Lord is on thy side." It's what I need to do. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. If we think when Jesus says everyone must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me, if we think that's going to be an easy life, we are totally mistaken. Because the cross is painful. The cross hurts. The cross brings tears. So what I got to do? Bear it patiently. Because I know that it will all be okay. I know that everything will work to the end. And to leave it to God to order and provide. Leave it up to Him. He's got it. He'll always be there. I want you to notice verse 2. As we go down, "Be still, my soul, thy God doth undertake to guide the future as He has the past." If I believe God has worked in previous times in my life, I need to believe that God is doing something now, and I don't understand it, and I may not get it, but God is working because I know He has in the past, and I know He will in the future, and so let nothing shake my hope or my confidence. And so now, all mysterious, be bright at last. May I understand everything is the idea. May I know what I didn't know. So be still, my soul. And here's the phrase I want to focus on. The winds and waves still know His voice who ruled them when He dwelt below. Remember we saw that story this morning. When the disciples were in the boat and the sea is going and Jesus is sleeping and they say, "Master, do you not care that we're perishing?" And He rebuked the wind and He said, "Peace, be still." And He says, "Remember, they still know His voice. The storms of life still know His voice. He has the control." And then verse 3. I want you to see this, of how He says it again, to focus on the hour, verse 3. "Be still, my soul. The hour is hastening on." What hour is coming up? What hour is coming in a hurry? When we shall be forever with the Lord. It's coming fast, and we need to remind ourselves that it's coming fast. It may feel like it's a long way off, like it's a long, dark, weary road. But it's coming fast. Remember it. It'll all be over soon. And disappointment and grief and fear are gone. But we got to bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Scene number 41 of "Be Still, My Soul."
"Be still, my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, He faithful
know that anyway? Okay, let me raise that a little bit.
Thee still my soul, the Lord God undertake to guide the future as he has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Be still my soul, the waves and winds still know his voice who
finally, 702. This is the first one that's kind of upbeat. And again, it's one of those where we're talking to ourselves as individuals and we are talking to each other in song to encourage us. That trials are the hark on every hand. And what's the next line? And we cannot understand. Those mysteries that we just sung about that we want to be revealed, there are times where we just don't get it. We don't understand. And notice what it says. We don't understand all the ways that God will lead us to the promised land. I don't know what God is doing in my life. You don't know what God is doing in your life. Unless He's told it in His Word. And you know what? We just have to trust that He's doing something. We just have to trust that He is in control. He has ruled the future and the past. And He will do that. And He'll guide us with His eye. He's looking after us just like He led the children of Israel, watching their every step. And we'll follow till we die. And we'll understand it better by and by. Or you think about what he says in verse 2. Again, disappointments have prevailed. That's the way they are. And we've wandered in the darkness, and notice the phrase, heavy-hearted and alone. When we're going through light, we're going through darkness, we need light, don't we? What does the psalmist say in Psalm 119? Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. We don't understand, but we need it. Trusting, and notice this, even going through this, but we're trusting in the Lord. Isn't that what our psalmist said this morning? But I will trust in the Lord. We have to just do it. We just have to go. We have to follow. Why? Because trusting in the Lord according to His Word, we'll understand it better by and by. We'll figure it out one day. And then finally in verse 3, temptations, hidden snares, they often take us unaware. We don't see them coming. The troubles in life that we face, we just didn't see it coming. And the next thing you know, it's overwhelmed us and it's taken us. And so our hearts are made to bleed from some thoughtless word or deed.
We didn't think anything about it. And maybe that's sin and we realize it and so we're convicted and we're cut to the heart. Or maybe like Psalm 55, where our close companion, whose words were soft as butter and as sweet as oil, had war in his mouth and swords in his mouth. And our friend betrayed us with his lips. And so our heart bleeds. And we want to get through that. We want to get over that. But we don't know how. And so we wonder why the test. Why do I have to go through it? Why me? Why do they have to do that to me? So when we try to do our best, we get through it. We try to do the right thing. We try to do our best. We'll understand it better by and by. Notice the chorus. By and by, when the morning comes, all the saints of God are gathering home. And here's the phrase. We will tell the story how we've overcome. Ever thought about telling that story to somebody? You know, I was really going through this. I overcame it. How good does that make you feel? That's what eternity will be like. As we made it through these dark, difficult days, thinking about the joys and the hope of heaven. And when we get there, we'll be able to tell the story of how we've overcome. And how is it that the saints have overcome? Book of Revelation. The blood of the Lamb. Without the blood of the Lamb, without Jesus, there's no way we could overcome. And without the strength of Jesus, there is no way that we can overcome. And I need to realize that. I don't have to get it now, but I need Him every hour. I need to know that He's there. I need to trust that He's doing something in my life. I need to remind myself He told me He would never leave me or forsake me. And when I'm lonely and I'm dark and I'm dreary and I don't want to go on and I don't have any joy to sing and I'm not so happy like a room without a roof, I'll understand it better by and by. And I'll tell how I'll overcome. We're going to sing this as a song of invitation. Maybe you haven't been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And you haven't had your sins taken away. And He's not with you. You're separated from Him because of your sin. Won't you have that washed away this evening? Or maybe you need to repent. Maybe you need to change. Maybe you need to put more trust in the Lord through these dark times. Won't you decide to do that this evening as we stand and as we sing?